Well, hey, friend, it's December 13th. Today we're going to see Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John 1:29, when John the Baptist sees Jesus coming towards him, here's what he says. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, I just want you to think about that statement if you were in earshot of John the Baptist. Like, imagine you are a 10-year-old boy or girl, you're standing around by your mom and dad, and you hear this guy say about another guy, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Now, you know what lambs are for because you have grown up in Judaism. You have the sacrificial system. So you understand that, hey, every time mommy and daddy blew it, every time you told a lie, you had to go get a lamb and take it to the temple, and that lamb had to die because there is a reflex. Sin deserves death. Sin deserves death. Sin can't dwell with God. Sin has to be paid for. And you see, you saw all growing up that every time you sin, every time dad blows it, a lamb has to die. And now you hear this prophet who you came out to hear. He's saying these crazy things. He points to a guy and says, "Hey, that is the Lamb of God." And so what you instinctively know is somehow this guy is going to do what lambs do. And what do lambs do? They die in the place of you for your sins. And of course, that is who Jesus is. He is our Savior. He is God. He is the Son of God. He's the creator, the sustainer. He's all these things, but he's also the Lamb of God. He's a lion, but he's also a lamb. And what do? Lambs give up their lives so that we can live and go free. And that's exactly what happens at the cross. Jesus, the spotless, blameless lamb, because that was important in Old Testament imagery. A lamb had to be blameless. It had to be spotless. It had to be pure. And that's exactly who Jesus is, the blameless, spotless lamb who is innocent, who has no wrongs on his own. He becomes the lamb. He becomes the sacrifice for us. He's the sacrifice who takes away the sins of the world. So just be thankful today, because you have a lamb who took away your sins, and his name is Jesus Christ. He died in your place for your sins so that you could be free from your sin and live your life for him. So today, don't live in your sin. Don't run to the things of your flesh, but instead cling to the cross and run after Jesus, who died for you, who rose for you so that you could be set free and live with him forever. Who is Jesus? He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And if you're a believer, my friend, he has taken away your sins, and he has given you his very righteousness.